One of the nation's largest food production companies is suspending the purchase of beef cattle that have been treated with a controversial drug. The drug is called Zilmax, and the company, Tyson Foods, says the move is about animal welfare. Some others in the industry say the issue isn't treatment of cattle, but rather sales overseas. Here's Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR in Kansas City.
It's not yet 8 o'clock this morning at a big hotel out by the Kansas City airport, and people are registering for an annual conference put on by the Organization for Competitive Markets.
Hi.
Hi.
Mike said I could just register here.
Yep, so there you go. Just fill that out.
Mike is Mike Calicrate, the president of the group. He's a Kansas cattle rancher who heads up this small group of beef producers who are battling the big guys. Tyson is one of four companies that control the industry. Calicrate's long been a critic of the use of Zilmax, a drug that can add 25 to 30 pounds on cattle just before they're slaughtered.
The performance-enhancing drugs, you know, the Lance Armstrong baseball player type of compounds are precisely the same compounds being used in livestock production. It's totally doping of livestock.
Some cattle grow to as heavy as 1,300 pounds, and that huge growth might be the problem. Tyson says it's worried about animals that are having difficulty walking, what one vet described as tender-footed and lethargic. The company that makes the drug, Merck Animal Health, says Zilmax is safe and the problems can't be attributed to the drug. Calicrate says he expected the move.
Because it's about making themselves look good, but it's also about getting the market for the exports. We have killed our export markets with the use of all these growth-promoting, growth-enhancing, performance-enhancing type drugs. Europeans don't want them.
Nor do the Chinese or the Russians. Those countries, and many in the European Union, have banned the use of drugs in meat production. In May, Smithfield Foods, the largest pork producer in the world, announced it would cut in half its purchase of animals raised with a similar drug. Just a week later, Smithfield announced its sale to a Chinese company.
It's a little bit unfortunate that it takes other countries having good standards to make an improvement in the U.S. marketplace, but at this point, we'll take what we can get, I think, when it comes to, how we look at the drugs that are allowed to be given to food animals.
That's Patty Lavera, Assistant Director of Food and Water Watch in Washington, D.C. But not everyone is happy about Tyson's decision. The last few years have been tough on cattle ranchers and farmers because of drought and high corn prices. Dan Norsini, an independent commodities broker, says Zilmax is a godsend to producers who can bulk up their cattle quickly and get a better price. He thinks Tyson is taking a big risk.
They may appease or they may keep some people happy. Let's call it on the animal rights front. They may gain some followers and some accolades from that. But I think the cattle industry as a whole is not going to look on this movement as particularly in a good light.
Meanwhile, Lavera and others wonder if Tyson is simply sending a message to all those countries now negotiating two large trade agreements with the U.S. For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe.
That story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.